Mike D'Agostino with Information Security Media Group, and right now I am speaking with Chris Simmons, Senior Product Marketing Manager with Fortinet. Chris, welcome.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks for doing the interview with us today. Glad we could catch up. So, Chris, maybe just to start us off, why don't you tell our users that may not be totally familiar with Fortinet, who are you guys? What do you do?
So, Fortinet is really an end-to-end security provider. We have a lot of different security products for the enterprise buyer. Specifically, we have a line of FortiGate unified threat management platforms, which combine many different security technologies into a common hardware platform. Beyond that, we also have a range of endpoint security. We have a range of database scanning, centralized management, centralized reporting. Also, new for us is a vulnerability management scanning application that we have. So there's really a lot of different security verticals that we address within the Fortinet umbrella.
Let's go through some of those. So banking, I know, is something that you guys address. And before we started talking here, we were discussing application control and data loss prevention in particular. So maybe you can talk about that.
Sure. Data loss within the financial industry is huge. And so with our latest release of FortiOS 4.0, we actually included data loss prevention as an additional add-on security technology to our unified threat management platform. So for companies who are looking to consolidate their security and show a higher level of return on investment, which in today's economy is critical, the data loss prevention features of the FortiGate allow them to show incremental value behind the platform without making incremental investment in additional complex products that would add complexity to the overall operational cost of the security group.
Okay. How about application security and application control? I know in the banking industry, the OCC came out with their guidance on application security and vendor management, and it's been a major topic on our site, especially with applications that are being used by, that were created by third parties.
Okay. Yeah, more and more commonly, we're noticing a trend that applications that communicate across the network are using protocols that are very generic, like port 80 for web traffic, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing more and more of those. So in situations where you have the need to govern what applications can talk and what applications can't talk on a network, it's becoming increasingly difficult to really govern that, to control the communication.
Sure.
So with another new feature of our FortiOS 4.0 software is the application control. We're no longer defining security policy around ports and protocols, but we've expanded it to actually control applications by their heuristic identity, if you will, so by their behavior. So we're able to either negatively control, meaning not allow anything that isn't good, defined to be good in, or the reverse. So.
Okay. So kind of like whitelisting versus
blacklisting. Yes.
Okay, well, let's shift gears a bit. We spoke about banking. How about the government vertical? You guys work with some federal agencies. What can you do?
Yeah, we have a special federal team that is focused on public sector departments within the government exclusively. Beyond that, we have a Common Criteria certification. We're BIPs certified. We invest quite a bit in those types of certifications that allow us to sell into that space. Beyond that, we have very good very good solutions that are already deployed in many of the government agencies that we probably can't name, of course, being security and not allowed to. But
what are their concerns versus, say, the banking industry?
Of how they may be different?
Yeah.
Okay, so, I think for them, a lot of they have a certain level that must be passed before they can even buy. And every government agency would know this, that, you have to be on an approved list of,
sure,
of a vendor to even be considered.
Sure, absolutely.
So then once that passes, then there's the proving ground of the technology, which technology is better than the other. And Fortinet really stands really strong on the technology itself. We're very proud of the fact that whenever it comes to a technology bake-off, or if it comes down to, which is the better technology, we often win, and we're happy about that. So,
okay. how about, you know, if you guys are speaking with a prospect or even in an existing client, let's say, what are their concerns? You know, why is someone going to come to you? Are they interested in doing business with Fortinet?
Well, you know, Fortinet is about, one of our main things that has been very successful due to the recent economic downturn is how much we focus on consolidating security in the first place. It's what we've been doing all along. But now it's ultra important because as companies are increasingly looking for ways to show more bang for their buck, they're turning to companies like Fortinet to demonstrate that value. They're able to make an investment in Fortinet, and then over time, they're able to add new services to the existing platform and show how that investment is continuing to pay dividends long after the original investment.
So do you think people are approaching you know, maybe after they've had an incident or they failed an audit or they were warned by some examiners, or do you think in a lot of cases people are being proactive?
You know, I think within the financial sector there's a lot more proactive than in other sectors.
Really?
If we were to contrast the financial and the retail, for example,
okay.
You know, it's almost like it's being forced in the retail, you know, whereas the financial sector is much more proactive. And while there are governing compliance issues that they must address, and so an auditor may tell them that they're lacking in a particular area, in general, they are a little more proactive, and information security is important to them by their nature. I think that's why the security is remaining, you know, fairly stable in terms of security sales to the financial sector through everything that's happened over the past 12 months or so.
Good observation. Now let's talk about the economy for a second. What are some of the things you guys are seeing?
So, you know, we're seeing that a lot of projects are being delayed. Some of the financial companies, they're delaying projects, maybe extending projects, having additional rounds of proving the technology. But we're seeing the projects continue on to the purchase phase, which is very good for us, and we're happy about that.
How about in the government space?
In the government space, again, you know, where the need for security hasn't gone away, so it's fortunate for us that
same types of things, though, people tell you you're kind of getting things pushed off or delayed or really no effect, you think, in the government space?
The government space hasn't been affected as much as the financial, I would say.
Okay. One more thing before I let you go. For any of our users that couldn't make it out to the conference this year, why don't you leave them with some words of wisdom or some sage advice to live by?
Okay, sure. You know, I think that we would always encourage customers to take a look at what vendors have offered in the past 12 months or so in terms of technology. Security as a whole, I believe, is maturing, and a lot of the technologies that were once point products, there's the opportunity to consolidate those into a common hardware platform to either increase operational efficiency or lowering ongoing renewal costs, and just making an overall simpler infrastructure. So for companies like Fortinet, I'd invite them to take a look at how we might be able to help them do more and get overall higher level of security while also making things simpler and more cost effective.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your time. Chris Simmons with Fortinet. Thanks.
Thank you.